Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Right, 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
Oh, we've missed two calls now.
Let's go to this one. Let's go.
I blame that guy.
I blame that guy.
Yeah.
You want a limiter?
Talk about ruining the show for him.
Compress the number of viewers with that chat. Yeah, we did.
I'll ruin his show.
Hello.
Hello. This is Joni. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, you all right?
Good, thanks. What you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to ring in, really. I mean, I thought I had nothing interesting to say on any of the topics, but maybe something sort of moderately interesting on most of them.
It's got to be more interesting than talking about bloody compressors.
Let's hope so.
Let's have a try.
Brand things that you only buy the brand.
Yeah.
You won't skimp on.
Not a lot, but McVitie's biscuits, chocolate digestives.
Yeah.
You can't get the own brand. But sometimes I like old-fashioned biscuits. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy.
Are we talking pink wafers?
No, not that. Gosh, no. Custard creams.
Yes.
Bourbons. Mm-hmm. I like them simple. You get all your fancy, your spaff-covered hobnobs. No, St. Jim, we don't mean cookies, we mean biscuits. And they're all too fancy. Just give me some custard creams or some nice Nice biscuits.
Their biscuits are different. They eat them with gravy, don't you? Weirdos.
Yeah.
You can get, I reckon, an own brand custard creams, all right?
Yeah. I would go with that. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's about it on food. But then also like shower gel and toothpaste. I don't trust an own brand toothpaste.
What do you think it's going to do?
I don't know. Just not... There's no dentists saying it's great on adverts. I think that's the...
This is true.
I bought from... When I discovered Poundland, I bought some soap from Poundland and it made my hands bleed.
What?
It was like proper soap. It was proper branded, but it made my knuckles bleed. It was horrible. It was the weirdest.
You sure it wasn't a pumice stone?
It was the weirdest thing. No. And it was awful. So I will not get stuff from Poundland anymore because they make your hands bleed.
Gosh.
So I have none of that. Mm. Poundland, is it like the same
they
stuff?
They sell branded stuff. It's just sometimes it's got Turkish writing on it.
Yeah, I do wonder if this was like the, like when your mate sells cigarettes down the pub that look like cigarettes, but actually they're probably from China or Russia.
Yeah, and they've been soaked in poison.
Yeah, they got poison in. I wondered if it was the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Possibly
you've uncovered something there.
But Charlie, you're apart from the own brand, low brand biscuits, if you're going for a chocolate digestive, it's got to be McVitie's.
I think it has.
Yes.
Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, any preference?
There's no difference.
Dark.
There is a difference.
What's
the difference?
Dark's more, I don't know, better with coffee, I think.
I know what. Why don't you two go and get married if you love dark chocolate biscuits with coffee so much?
You're busy, Charlie.
Gay, but don't otherwise.
Mind. Don't mind.
Actually, Charlie, I think you'll find that all sexuality is a spectrum, and you might think that you're completely gay, but actually you're not.
Or he knows, and it's...
He thinks he knows, but he's not. What was the line they used to say in, like, the 80s? Oh, you've just not met the right woman yet. Yeah. You remember that? That was a thing. You've just not
She's
met
called
the right
Mark.
Woman. Okay, well, I'll come and have chocolate hobnob biscuits with you, and I will have sex with you to spite Catherine. Oh, does that work?
No, not really.
Also, that's not. I've not got his consent. It won't be consensual.
I think everything about this is wrong, apart from the biscuits, which we all agree on.
Excuse me. Everything about this is wrong? Because he's gay?
No.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I didn't know I was working with a homophobe.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Everything about this is wrong. Let's send him on a conversion therapy course.
Just saying, just because he likes the same biscuits as me doesn't mean we're going to have a lifelong
That's the euphemism we're using now, is it? He likes the same biscuits. Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed. I am mortified.
Oh, Charlie, I am sorry.
You should be sorry. I thought people like you died on the ark.
What, women?
Homophobes. Charlie. It's one of those nights. What else have you got for us, please?
I mean, I don't think I'm going to get any better than that. But I can touch on butchers if you want. Never
please
been to one.
Why not?
But have you ever watched Eat Well for Less? Greg Wallace on BBC.
Oh, no, I haven't. Greg Wallace upsets me. This is going to be the toughest 15 minutes of your life. He says to his first girlfriend, his new girlfriend's on the first date.
I don't like his tasting spoon. It's just that shade too big.
I've not seen it, but go on. So what? It's teaching you to eat on a budget, is it?
Basically, yeah. But they quite often will say, "Oh, we've got these lovely sausages from the butchers." and the suggestion is that they're cheaper. But I've always assumed that a butcher's would be significantly more expensive.
Because they're artisans, you would think.
Oh, I would assume they would. But what is it you're comparing it with? If you're comparing it with, for example, Tesco's Finest, or if you're comparing it with Tesco, the white and blue label.
Oh, yeah, Tesco Value.
Tesco Value. I imagine maybe it sits somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
There's only one way to find out, Charlie. You're going to have to go in the butchers. For us.
All right, okay.
And someone says, Plume says, why send him to a conversion course if he likes dark chocolate over milk? That's absolutely fine. And I think that's something we can take away.
Exactly. Born this way, man.
Doesn't matter what kind of chocolate you like. We're all human beings. We all just want to dunk.
All chocolate is sweet.
We just want to dunk. Apart from when they put like...
too much cocoa.
They put salt, sea salt in there.
It's nice.
Chili in there.
It's nice.
Still messing around with it.
No, delicious.
Just give us...
Variety. Open your mind, Ian.
Just give us some chocolate. Give me a Mars bar. Thank you, Charlie. Anything else?
No, that'll do.
He's never going to call us again.
He will. Thank you, Charlie. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Gosh, we put that kid through the ringer.
Let's get this guy on.
Hey, Bebe.
Hello.
That is another great shirt.
Can we get a shout out for St. John, please? Hey, can we get a shout out in the chat for St. John?
Yes, my new Disney shirt. I bought a couple, so this is my new one.
That's so cool.
That looks like PJs.
It's a jersey shirt. I don't know. They're just making a bunch of them lately.
Okay.
So good.
I have a question. Man? I'm doing good. How are you guys? I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. I'm feeling bloated, but I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, go on. What's your question?
Do you guys know what ranch is?
Dressing.
Okay, so you do.
But I don't really know what it is. I know that it's like cream coloured.
And it's delicious.
Is it like tartar sauce?
No.
No, so I was talking to another UK streamer earlier today and he was like talking about how you guys don't dip your wings in anything.
Barbecue sometimes.
The way I play it is I will have say we're at a Nando's or something, I would get a load of Tommy K, tomato ketchup, and I'd have a big pool of that on the plate. I'd also probably get a big pool of mayonnaise, and I would dip in there.
Okay. That makes me uncomfortable when you say that.
Why?
I don't know. We don't do that. Like, the only two sauces that we do are either blue cheese or ranch.
Blue cheese. I struggle with ranch.
Blue cheese is the great con, ranch, right? Ranch. That cheese has gone off. Ranch. Stop serving it up to me and telling me that I'll get used to it. It's not right.
I like blue cheese. Oh, no. I've started to get into it a little bit.
It tastes of death.
Yeah, I'm not. The thing is, of course, in America, you don't have cheese. You don't know what cheese
they
is.
They get it in cans.
Cheese, yeah, comes from a can or is made.
Nobody eats that cheese with. I almost said a curse word. Nobody eats that cheese whiz stuff, okay? Nobody eats it. The only time that I've heard about it, there's a state like above me. I live in Maryland. There's a state above us called Philadelphia or Pennsylvania. Oh, sorry. Philadelphia cheese. The city. Yeah, they do these things called Philly cheesesteaks, and apparently they do the cheese whiz. It sounds disgusting to me, though. Like, absolutely. I'm not a fan
actually,
of it.
Actually, so it's a steak, and then they spray cheese on top.
Yeah, so they have like a big hoagie roll. They have like a big hoagie roll, and they put like the canned cheese on it, and then they like chop up steaks.
A hoagie is like a big sandwich. A sub, yeah. It's a sub.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
What is meatloaf?
An amalgamation of meat. In a loaf form. Do you guys not? It amazes me every time I talk to you guys from the UK, and there's so many things. You guys call biscuits scones, and scones biscuits, and cookies biscuits, and Fisher chips, and it's all over the place. It confuses me. It befuddles me. I'm befuddled. It behooves me?
Americans are the only people I've heard use the word behooves. I love it. When I was in
We say behoves in this country.
Behoven. But we don't know. No one says it. No one really says it. The Americans say it quite a lot.
Mm. Oh, do you know what I like that they say? I could care less. Instead of I couldn't care less, it's what we say. I mean, I couldn't care any less. But they say I could care less.
Well, what we say, but I could care less doesn't make sense.
Mm. It does.
I don't want it to be bashing an American kind of thing, because it's not really what we do.
But you need to sort that out.
You make it so friggin' easy.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We're not good with double negatives.
I couldn't care less. I could care less. Okay, well, so you
care a bit.
This upsets you, what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't upset me. No, I know it's dumb.
But if you could care less... then this would be upsetting you. I'm not saying this. Manchester Gamer says, can Sinjin answer this for me? You are now the spokesperson for your country, okay?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I heard recently a lot of Americans eat KFC at Christmas. Is that true?
No, Japan does.
Yes, the Japanese.
I know for sure Japan does. Like, that's like a thing for them. At least around here, it's weird. We don't have a lot of KFCs. Like, considering Kentucky is here in, like, America, I don't hear about KFC a lot. We have Popeyes.
A Chick-fil-A?
Oh, I was talking... Yeah, Chick-fil-A we have. But their chicken is bland as hell. I mean, I'm sorry. It's very bland.
You can say hell. You're not allowed to... That was
no,
a long
Chick-fil-A's
time.
Got... hasn't it? They've got kind of very conservative... Aren't they conservative donors or something, Chick-fil-A? And there was a big thing about you should boycott
I want to try Popeyes. I've heard good things about Popeyes.
Popeyes is good. Popeyes is good, but their chicken, like, the breading that they use is, like, super crispy. And it's just like, you bite into it and it's just like...
So it grazes your mouth.
You're breaking your teeth.
I'm in.
Yeah. It's like, do you guys know what Captain Crunch is?
Captain Crunch.
Is that like Captain Caveman?
Isn't that a cereal? Oh, no, we're never going to know.
We've lost you, Sinjin.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're back. What's Captain Crunch?
I'm here. Okay. Captain Crunch is a cereal that we do around here, because we do cereal, and I don't think you guys do cereal either. You do, like, bangers and mash.
We do cereal.
No, not cereal for breakfast. He's talking about cereal with like
grits and that.
Like shit that you'd put on your plate to go with the breakfast cereal. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a breakfast cereal. It's just very like dry and like there's like an ongoing thing where like people just remember eating Captain Crunch as like a kid and just scraping the top of their mouths all the time because it's just very pointy. But it's good. When it's like wet and moist and like soaks up milk and stuff, but other than that, I would never eat it dry. But it's kind of the same dryness as like Popeyes.
We are thinking, Sinjin, of celebrating Thanksgiving this year, and we were going to cook a like Thanksgiving like little feast thing, weren't we? And we were going to do. I was going to bring some pots and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Is it true that you eat marshmallow with potatoes?
Candied yams. It's not normal potatoes. It's like either yams or sweet potatoes.
Right. And they're candied. So they're like, it's a dessert, is it? Or is that to go with your...
Yeah, it's kind of like a more dessert thing. You don't like usually have it like in the main course of things.
Okay. All right, I'll look into
Hang on a minute. Matt is saying Captain Crunch was famous for having the toy whistle that let you hack the US phone network. Does that mean anything to you?
What? That sounds like a conspiracy theory. I've never heard of that.
Famous before. Captain Crunch. Cap'n Crunch was famous for having the toy whistle that let you hack the US phone network. Matt, give us more information. Someone is saying it's true. Give us more information on that, please.
In what year?
I don't know what that means. Here's the thing. When I go to America, and I've only really been to New York more, been to LA a few times, and San Francisco once, and Seattle once.
Mm-hmm.
But the food, man. The food is the best. Forget all this. We're all arguing over here about chlorinated chicken and all of that. I could not care less. American food is great. And it's so great. When I took my boys to New York a couple of years ago, and you'd go out and you'd have breakfast, right? And breakfast is huge.
Mm-hmm. You're done for the day.
And you're done for the day. And at lunchtime, I go, are you hungry? No, maybe we go and get like an ice lolly or something. But you're done for the day.
Yeah,
you don't need to eat until... Breakfast! The best, man. The best.
My sister lived in Georgia for a few years, and we went over there. And the food is incredible. It was like bourbon burgers. And just everything was huge, right? But after about 4 days, I started really craving something green. And so I asked for some, like, a side or something. I said, can I have a side of broccoli, please? They brought it. It was covered in cheese. But after a while, I was just really, you know, when your mouth gets set for, I could just really use something fresh.
Well, I told you about when I was going to go and do Keith and the Girl, who are our friends in New York. We've got a podcast and an internet show. And I got there about an hour early, and I was a bit peckish, And I thought, well, I'll go and get a sandwich. There's a cafe there. I'll go and get a sandwich. So I went and got, like, a cheese and steak sandwich. That was it. Cheese and steak sandwich. Now, a sandwich here would be, you know, if it were this big, that would be a big sandwich, right? But it came, and it was this big. It was this big. It was huge. I mean, it was so delicious, but I was bloated for the thing.
Yeah.
Here we go. Boneyard says, no, where is it? It had the whistle. Right. Packaged in a box of Captain Crunch cereal, there was a whistle that emitted a tone at precisely 2,600 hertz, the same frequency that AT&T... What are you doing?
This sounds like Josh, bullshit. This sounds like bullshit.
No, I agree. Doesn't. This sounds real. The same frequency that AT&T long lines used to indicate that a trunk line was available for routing a new call. Basically, what it's saying is it bypassed the charges for the call and you got free phone calls on AT&T.
Shout out to Captain Crunch, I guess.
Captain Crunch, there it is.
They knew. The captain knew.
There we go. All right. Nice one, Sinjin. When are you streaming next?
Tomorrow. Oh, I have my 24-hour stream coming up at some point. I'll let you guys know. I know you guys said, like, hey, let us know when it happens.
Yeah, well, do you have a date for it?
It was a specific date, and then I pushed it back because some things got pushed back. But I will let you guys know.
Come on the day before. Come on that week. And plug it, and we'll make sure that if it's on a weekday when we're finishing the show, we'll come and raid you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And cool. we'll tweet about it as well, man.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Miss you guys. I'm glad I was able to come in here.
It's nice to see you.
Oh, we like having you. Thanks.
It's always lovely when I see you pop up in the chat. So thank you, mate. See you later on.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Brett Michaels from Poison. That was Brett Michaels. Let us go.
Sinjin is one of the best. I mean, we found him on a raid.
Yeah.
What a happy accident that was.
Spencer says, why have you not asked why he has a Christmas tree up? How do you know that I haven't asked?
The mobile number you've called is currently unavailable.
That's Nigel. This is the message that he left.
Hi, Ian. It's Nigel. Hello, Ian. It's Nigel. Call me back if you can get me on the show. Okay, bye, Ian. Bye.
Do the one before that.
Hi, Ian. It's Nigel. Call me back if you can get me on the show. Okay. Hiya.
One before that.
Hiya, Ian, it's Nigel. Can you get me on the show tonight? Call me back if you can. Thank you, Ian. Bye. Hi, Ian, it's Nigel. Hello, Catherine. Call me back if you can get me on the show, please. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
George, will you stop?
George,
will you stop being a dick?
George is throwing himself against a locked cat flap.
George, heel.
Oh, he's wagging his tail.
Come here. Now, what are you doing?
It's not going out time, Georgie.
Bedtime. Do you want to have a little dozy doze? Come on, my baby boy. Baby boy, you've been on my mind.
Filled my fantasy. Oh, by the way, I've been listening to Mariah Carey's audiobook.
Oh, hang on. Was
it
that actually...
so good.
Sorry, one second. Sinjin, was that actually your wife in the chat? I thought it was someone doing a prank. Someone said that she was Sinjin's wife and that she loves fillet of fish or something. And I thought... I didn't call it out because I thought it was a prank. Where are you? I can't find you. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. That was your missus. There we go. Do apologise. Catherine, sorry, go on. Lauren O is his wife. Sorry, Lauren, I didn't realise.
Ah, of course Lauren O is married to Sinjin O.
Hang on a minute.
Makes perfect sense. Mariah Carey's book is so good. And I know that audiobooks are kind of cheating because you're not reading them.
Arise, VIP, Lauren O.
Beautiful.
You're a VIP.
I know it's cheating, but I do like hearing it in the voice of the person who's telling you their life story, right?
That's why I stopped listening to the Elton John one, because it was Tarquin Octa.
I know, and he does a good impression, but it's not him, is it? The Elton John book was good. It's really good, but I would have rather had Elton. I don't think his voice can stand it, or he can be asked, which is why I didn't do it, but that's also a good book. But the Mariah Carey one, brilliant. If you've got Audible and you've got a free credit, I would definitely go for it. She bursts into song as well now and again.
Oh, she'd probably break in copyrights.
Well, she owns it.
Thank you, Wheels United. Sorry, I'm very tired. I feel very bloated. I've been struggling a bit today. And it's coming and going in waves. You know what I mean? It's coming and going in waves.
Yeah.
And I feel a little bit...
Manchester Gamer, £5. Is the book good? Did it give you emotions? That was Beyonce emotions, wasn't it? Oh, but also Mariah. Sorry. What's going on with Nigel? Looking at the thing, he's ringing us between 10 and 11, half 11 every time. But then he never picks up.
Pat, it's not a very nice pizza. It turns out the vegan Domino's pizza isn't very nice. Who'd have thought? This is Patty. This is like, I've just got crumbs everywhere. Pat. No, darling, come on. No. Not for little girls. It's not for little girls. Isn't she beautiful?
She's lovely.
Please, can I have that pizza, Daddy?
No, because your guts are bad enough.
Please. Come here.
I love watching them work stuff out, though, don't you?
Come here, my darling. It's not for you. That's going to go in the bin after this. I'm not even having that for breakfast tomorrow. That's not so nice. Why do they want to sit on you more during the show?
Because I'm sitting on their chair and they don't. Look, she's just using me as a stepping
stone. She's going to come round to the pizza the other way.
She is. Patty.
Right. That's going in the bin. Are you taking your pizza home with you? Or are you going?
Bin it.
Excuse me.
Oh, were we going to do pass the chat on?
Oh. I'm going to get this out of the way because it's annoying me. It's making me feel like a failure. We'll do pass the chat on.
All right. So the rules of pass the chat on are: people ring up.
Hello.
They stay on for as long as it takes for the next person. So it may be that you're on for 15 minutes because we can't put the phone down on you. Maybe you're on for 15 minutes. It may be that you're on for 30 seconds because the next person gazumps you. So if you want to give us a shout, the time is now. You can Skype TLNA or you can ring 0203-286-6370. And we don't know how long we'll have. Oh, you can repeat call as well. So if you start talking and we're halfway through a conversation and you get cut off, you can come round again and cut the other guy off.
Can I say hello? He may or may not be watching. My neighbour David.
Oh, yes.
Watches this show. Now, hello, David. Thank you for your lovely text. Yeah, boys would love that pumpkin. There you go. Save money on a text. Yeah, my neighbour just texted saying, yeah, but I've been watching the show and you've introduced me to Twitch and I'm really enjoying it. Thank you. So there you go. So that is...
He's been growing pumpkins.
And he grows pumpkins. I don't know if he uses the allotment opposite. Maybe he does. Maybe he does. His boy's gone to college now. And he said, would your boys like, or Catherine's girls, would your boys like the pumpkin? And I was like, yeah, totes, man. Right.
I'm doing
so
the pumpkin.
Have you explained? So thank you, David. That's very kind. If indeed you are watching. So you explain past the chat on.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Well, here's the first call. We missed this.
So we don't know how long we'll have with you, but we can guarantee it'll be special.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. We are, just to warn you, we are now in the realms of past the chat on. So if we cut you off suddenly, please don't take it personally. The game has begun. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
How's it? You've started streaming. BA, is it BA underscore PT?
It is, yeah.
Can we get a shout out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Tell us about your stream.
It's basically going to be sort of like sort of little workout sessions going on. Basically, gyms are in ruin. You know, entertainment industry is in ruin. So this has kind of become a safe haven for people to come to. So the plan is to be very inclusive to all people, all abilities, whether you've got a disability or you're able-bodied, that I'm going to develop sort of like training sessions for basically all kind of levels of physical activity. So if you're not used to it, we can start you off easy. If you're used to it, there'll be harder sessions for people as well. Mm-hmm. So that's the direction I'm going to go towards, I think.
And it's all doable in a living room.
Yeah, everything will be in your own environment. So it'd be more comfortable for people to do as well. Because mm-hmm. all they'll be doing is me. They won't have any other sweaty bodies surrounded and passing COVID.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. My dad sent me a text earlier on saying he's going to the gym tomorrow. And I joined the gym and I used to go with my dad, although we'd be doing different routines or whatever. But it was just knowing that we were both going just gave me that extra impetus to go. And vice versa, you know, if ever you're not feeling like it, if you know someone else is waiting for you to give them a lift, you go, right? But I don't fancy it yet. I'm not going back. I'm not ready.
I know that they're making them safer, but at the time like this, it's just... Things are so uncertain that every day you live in like sort of the fear of what could happen. So it's a case of, well, I know Joe Wicks has done it, but Joe Wicks was doing it for kids. And adults have been doing it, but it's not designed for adults. Kids are more flexible. And, you know, the warm-ups wouldn't have been designed for adults, they're designed for kids, whereas adults need a lot longer warm-up time and cool-down time and etc.
Yeah.
So the reason and the theory behind it all is basically, I know there's a lot of people that are stuck inside, especially disabled people. I've spoken to a few that are going nuts.
I bet.
They've been the forgotten entity throughout all of this, I feel.
Yeah.
I tweeted an MP yesterday because she basically asked a question, and it was a simple question that I'd been asking from the very start of all this. Why is there no sign language interpreter at all these news briefings that Boris Johnson and the scientists...
Oh, gosh, all there yes. Do? Yeah, there's an obvious one.
Yeah. You see it with the Scottish government.
It's almost as if, I don't know, Boris Johnson will then, now that's been raised, will now get a friend who's never had any experience of sign language and has got a company that's worth £20,000 and will give them £50 billion. All this stuff that's coming out today about all these shitty little companies that have been getting billions of pounds.
And it hasn't been put out to tender.
And they've never had any experience.
No. I mean, the only theory I could have is that they're surplus to requirements and they're all doing cyber now.
Cyber. I think we should all do cyber. Turns out that's where it's at.
Don't forget, guys, we are playing Pass the Chat On, and I know it's, you know, it could be considered harsh, but if you want to interrupt Michael, 0203-286-6370, as soon as we see someone calling in, this call, however interesting it may be, ends. That's how it works. That's how it works.
It's a tough game.
Just say my next stream's tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
All right.
I'm not going to do any physical activity or exercise. It's just going to be talking through a little bit of basics about dieting. Because fundamentally, it all comes down to what your diet is.
Yeah.
And your daily lifestyle. That's the basic.
That's nice one, man. Good luck. Good luck. I hope it works out. And works out. You know, we'll do some tweets and bits and pieces and stuff. So best of luck, man.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's B-A-P-T.
B-A_PT. We just got him. We just bigged him up in the chat. I suddenly feel very, very flat.
I know what you mean.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
Is this Brett Michaels from Poison?
No. This is just another viewer.
Oh.
You're not just another viewer. You're a human being with emotions, with feelings, with loves, with, you've probably lost people. You've got experiences that I couldn't even begin to imagine.
I mean, I lost my granddad in 2010.
There you go.
But my grandmas are still alive. My grandmas are still alive. She's actually living in a care home in Peckham right now. And this COVID situation has really affected her way too much.
Mm.
We every time we'd go to visit her, we have to stand outside and she has to come outside, and we can only meet outside. We can't ever go inside and see how she's living.
And how does that make you feel?
I mean, as long as she is getting a decent lifestyle inside, it's all right, but she doesn't get to see anything of the outside world. I mean, she is wheelchair bound.
Yeah,
but it's just she could go further than where she's going.
Yeah, my mum's in a care home as well, and they're not. Mum calls them the inmates. They're not allowed out, and I get why they're doing it, and it's the right thing to do, I believe, at this situation. And my mum's care home hasn't had any COVID in it. And when we visit, we can only visit for half an hour. It can be a maximum of three of us, and we have to meet outside.
Yeah, it's only half an hour.
But it's It sucks, yeah. It sucks. It's upsetting. But luckily, my mum is kind of not quite aware of what is going on.
In these times, we all have to do a little more to make sure that everyone gets through it.
Mm. Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. Do your bit. Do your bit.
It's just so upsetting. I just can't deal with it sometimes, because I wish, like, we used to always go, we used to always take her to the pub, and we would always have a Sunday lunch with her. You know what I mean? A Sunday lunch. And then now she can't even come out of her home. She's got dementia. Like, that's, it's just so, we just need some organization in the government we've got to actually bring back the lives we lived before.
How do you propose they do that?
The thing is, with all these pharmaceutical companies, this is why we know the coronavirus is fake. And it's just, here we it's just go. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. That bit
I knew
is,
it. Yeah. I knew it. Listen, when you told me your granddad died in 2010, I knew it was all bullshit. Yeah, I don't believe you. That's how long I've known this phone call was bullshit.
German. He was a refugee as a child during World War II.
As soon as Here we go. You're fading these things down. So they can't hear you. They can't hear you. As soon as you said my granddad died in 2010, I knew the whole call was bullshit. I knew it. It was a good effort.
Also the fact that you've been laughing.
Here we go.
There it is.
Go on, say it. I'm an effing what? I'm a disgusting C. Why is that? And he's hung up.
We've got his phone number. That's
unfortunate.
We'll call
him back. Oh, mate, we got your phone number. He called me an effing disgusting C. George, I'm calling back a brick. Shush.
He won't answer.
As soon as he said his granddad died in 2010, I was like, okay, here we go.
Well, it's also laughing, weren't they, all the way through it?
Hello? Hello? You're the disgusting effing C. Listen, I will let you have this conversation. He's going to burn my house down.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Now that's threats to kill.
Now what you missed there is he threatened to burn my house down. I now have to pass your phone number on to the police, 0067. I now have to pass that phone number on to the police.
Oh, that was silly.
Calling me an effing C, that's okay. I've been called worse. Threatening to burn my millionaire's house down?
Which millionaire?
I don't know. Let's call him back. I like this guy.
Meanwhile, George really wants out.
It's 0067, silly Billy boy. Hello? I will have to pass your phone number 0067 onto the police because you threatened to burn my house down, but I will give you this opportunity to apologise. Or I'll pass your number on to...
Shit, Ryland.
Don't cry.
You're crying?
He's crying because I'm a shit Ryland.
I mean, Ryland's a good Ryland, it's got to be said. There's only one.
Hello?
You mentioned you were going to burn down my millionaire's house.
Yeah?
Why?
That wasn't me, though.
Yeah, it was.
Someone on your phone sound like you.
What do you mean? We're just trying to have a good night here.
Why would you like to...
Your depression and the sympathy you're trying to seek from 900 viewers. 900 viewers.
Give me your best shot.
How's it going being a shit Ryland card?
Give me your best shot.
How's it going being a shit Ryland Clark?
Really well,
I sit there and think you're a shit Ryland Clark and you just keep going on and on and on about random bullshit that doesn't matter.
Ryan?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello?
Give me your best shot. 0067.
Yeah?
Give me your best shot.
Best shot of what?
Of anger, whatever it is, because so far I'm not really feeling it. Give me your best shot. Insult me. Hurt me.
You're just a shit Ryland Clark.
You've done that one. Give me something new.
What more do you want? Little Ryan Clark.
I want more.
Spouting off bullshit All your little followers, they just gouge it all up.
I don't think you know what the word gouge means, but okay, carry on. Give me more.
You take something and you gouge things out of it like there's no remorse.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. You've done the Ryland Clark bit. Give me more. Take it to the next level, man, because you're repeating yourself. Come on.
Okay, when you say you're taking the next level...
Take it to the next level, buddy.
Break down and lie to you. You were crying your balls out. You were crying your balls out. And now you're here on Twitch trying to make a return.
Are you all right?
Crying my balls out.
You don't sound fine. You sound very cross about something.
I'm not cross. I'm just having a good time.
It doesn't sound fun.
Okay.
You he's gone again.
Oh, something I said.
Okay, well, that's enough of that guy. Crying my balls out.
He's afraid, isn't he? He's afraid.
Very scared. Very scared.
Yeah.
Very scared. Someone says in the chat, where did Ryland touch you?
Nowhere. I think that's the problem.
I like Ryland. He's a nice guy. I don't know him very well, but I work with him. If I'm a shit, I would love to be a shit Ryland because I think he's brilliant. One of the nicest people I've ever worked with. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I've not first time I've done this.
Hello,
you still there?
Yes.
Very much so, yes. How can we help you?
No, I just was hoping to stop that skip fire you were in just a moment ago.
Hey, don't you speak about Catherine Boyle like that!
No, I wouldn't dare do that.
Yeah, he sounded nice though, didn't he, that lad? Nice.
Yeah, poor guy. Why does he have to do stuff like that?
He's very angry and he's very upset and it's easy to take... I guess he's talking about me crying on the jungle and it's very easy...
He's jealous of you.
It's very easy to take that stuff out on people that aren't real and I'm not real to him. No. I'm the guy from the jungle.
Some things really stood out for me. He thinks you're a millionaire. He thinks you're doing better than we probably are. But he wants to take you down a peg or two. This guy thinks he's punching up.
Stuff like that doesn't upset me. Here's the thing, it's like small things that will upset me if I'm feeling vulnerable and shit, Ryland Clark, you're living in a millionaire's house and now you're trying to make a comeback on Twitch. Well, those things don't really make sense, and they're not quite, none of them are quite true, and they don't really affect me. You know, the smaller things would have more impact.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what, because then he'll call back and do them. He's got to think, he's got to write his own script.
Also, you've made quite an impression on him, haven't you?
Yeah. I wonder why he's afraid of emotion. Yeah. That's what it is. He's upset because I cried on a TV show. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not upset. Yeah. That's the only person that should matter. I'm not upset.
Well, I'm glad about that, because you deal with some difficult subjects sometimes, and you know, to get some, I don't know how to describe him, but you know.
They need to Justin.
We're getting some good comments. The Smith said he tried to roast, he didn't even mash.
No.
PJ Banks, it's not really a burn, is it? And Dangra says, you're in the top two Ryland Clarks. Yes! And apparently the clip of me in the jungle talking about mental illness was just on Channel 5, was it? Oh, OK, right. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Craig.
I must admit, I had to look up Google Ryland Clark.
Well, I was thinking about Ryan Clark, who sounds like an excellent gentleman.
him, yeah, I know.
That guy.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, it was odd how that came on the edge of what that, the previous caller to him was. You know, he's talking about his disabled mother in a chair, and you know how bad it was. That is sad.
There we go. It's all good. We're all good. Listen, thank you very much for your call. I think we're gonna give away. We'll do some more. We're gonna give away. I got to remember, what did we give away earlier? That's the wrong thing. That Survivalist, thank you. The Survivalists are sponsoring us this week. What a thrill it is. It's a great game. It's a frustrating game, but it's very, very satisfying. Hello, Patty. What are you doing? Why are you being such a weirdo? You are being such a knob. Hello, my darling.
She's a daddy's girl, that's why.
I love you so much. Can't count all the ways I love you, baby. So we gave away a Steam.
Hello. Come on.
And, oh, he's calling back. No, we're done now. We're done now, buddy. And we gave a PS4, didn't we? So, talk to me about the Survivalists while I put an Xbox One code and a Nintendo Switch code in the chat. Okay.
So, you're washed up on a deserted island, or is it? You have to build your own camp, but how? Is that a monkey you see in that cage? What happens if you unlock it?
It becomes a pain in the arse, is
right.
What I'm
Well, yeah, yeah, they do. You can train them up to do
you
your
can,
bidding.
You can train them up, but they're just a pain in the butt.
I'd rather do it without the monkey, if I'm honest.
Yeah, the monkeys get on my nerves.
Because
not the pop group.
I haven't got time to be training anyone up. Anyway, that's what happens at the beginning of the
Xbox code, Switch code, launch into the chat. Go. They are complete codes. Go.
Get it.
It's a really, really good game. It looks brilliant. It's modern, but it's got that wonderful retro feel about it, which I absolutely love.
Mm.
It is hours of fun. Probably a few more hours of frustration on top of it.
But
it
you won't be easy. Able to stop. It's that thing where you go, oh, no, this again. But I must just have one more turn. I'm sure I'm going to get it this time.
It ain't easy. It's like a grown-up version of that bloody Animal Crossing thing. It's like,
well, it's Animal Crossing with a story and some mild peril.
It's brilliant. Who got it? There's an Xbox code and there's a Switch code. It's 20-odd quid to pay for it. And we're giving it away free. We're giving a copy away. We did the Steam version earlier on.
Pogs
you got the Switch one, Dangra. 1996. Well done. Has anyone grabbed the Xbox version? Has anyone grabbed the Xbox version?
Pogs one and anyone else who missed out, we'll be doing it all again tomorrow.
Do it all tomorrow. We're doing it all this week. We're giving them away. We're doing it all every day this week. Well done, Dangra. Has anyone? Here's the thing. There may be no Xbox users online. They're both gone. Who got the Xbox version? Who got the... If you do get it, pop in and just say, yeah, I got it.
Just so we know.
But thank you, Survivalists. We're giving them more away this
Also, let us know
week.
What you think when you've had a go.
I'm going to say... I play Xbox One, but please can I play a request that you stop crying your balls out? Yeah, Spider, I will take that on board. Thank you. PJ says... I would grab the Xbox version, but I can't be asked to get out of bed. I respect that. 34sp.com, web hosting, domain names. We're going to do a competition next week with them where we're going to give away 3 years of
web hosting.
Web hosting for free. For free. And they are, as we've said before, an ethical web hosting company. There ain't too many of the internet company or online digital companies that are particularly ethical. I'm thinking of, there's a lot of stories about gaming companies that are, what's it called? Is it called crunching? When you say to everyone, right, we're going to work 7 days a week to get this game finished. Sorry, going off on a tangent. Anyway, 34SP aren't like that. As we've said, when Corona kicked in, they said straight away, everyone can work from home. And really early on, they said, you can all work from home for the rest of the year. Let's talk about it in January. Yeah. Let's see where we are and let's see how that goes. They're really good. 34SP.com. Go and have a look. And if you've got a little side hustle you're thinking of doing, or you want to play around building a website, might as well go and do it, because you can get 3 months free web hosting with the code TLNA, right? You go on there, you put everything you want in the basket, you go, you check out and type in the code TLNA, you get 3 months free web hosting. So if you want to just play around building websites, you can use their web hosting and kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah, it's worth a little go, isn't it?
It's worth a little go. Poseidon Safety Management, Devon and Cornwall, is a whole lot safer thanks to Nick. Nick is the brains behind Poseidon Safety Management, and he's such a nice guy as well. Such a lovely guy. Zeus wouldn't like the cat. Zeus is scared of cats, because cats is cool. But Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer because of the work that Nick and his team of human beings and dogs and cars are putting in place. The chances of you needing a security company in Devon and Cornwall, well, if you live outside of Devon and Cornwall, I would suggest the chances are slim to none. Mm. If you're in Devon and Cornwall, I would suggest the chances are slim to medium. But it's good to know, if you do live there, and I know we have some people that live there, it's good to know. Pog says, I can't believe I missed the Steam giveaway. What game was it? Right, well done. It's good to know that there are people out there working for money,
yeah,
volunteering for free to make the community better. And just keep that name in mind, Poseidon Safety Management, because you never know. You never know when you might need them, okay? And at Poseidon Safe on Twitter. Now, it's very funny. If you follow at Poseidon Safe, you will have seen him arguing,
yeah,
with Richard Gregorian.
There's a feud.
From gelaw.co.uk. There's kind of a feud, but I think apparently they agreed on something.
Well, he's agreeing to let his dog bite Richard Gregorian. Isn't that the plan?
Oh, is that?
Yeah. He's going to give him a bite suit, apparently.
Terry says, a velociraptor tried to eat me in Exeter and Poseidon saved my life. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I don't know. Ian, you came in like a crying ball.
Came in like
a
crying ball.
Can you make a new TLNA t-shirt with, I cried my balls out on TV and all I got was this lousy. I've still got my balls. I don't know where this rumour of me crying my balls out. Does he mean
you'd have to cry very hard, wouldn't you?
Does he mean bawled my eyes out? Is he confused? He confused a lot of words there. Like gouge doesn't mean what he meant.
But then he doubled down, didn't he? The lot of the dickery.
Because he was as thick as pig shit. I'm going to write. Let me. I can
highlight.
Highlight, and we can change his name to, add contact. Thick as pig shit.
Brackets loves Ryland Clark.
Loves Ryland Clark. There we go. Thick as pig shit.
In fact, we should give Brylan a call and let him know.
Pass his number on.
Yeah.
Pass his number on. Thank you, Richard. We really appreciate the support. It was nice to see you in the lunch today. And I mean, it was nice. I wish you'd worn trousers. That's not a joke. That's not even a joke. Let's take this little call. Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this, please? I can't hear you very well. It's very muffled.
Hello?
Hello? It's very muffled.
Let me see if I can make it out better.
Do it. Do it.
Hello, can you hear me better?
We can hear you better. We missed your name. What was it?
Castle. You can call me Castle.
Cathal?
Castle.
Castle.
Like a castle.
Okay. All right. Castle. I like it. How you doing, man? What can we do for you?
Nothing. I just wanted to call in. This is my first time ever seeing y'all stream, and I just say I love both of y'all's hair.
Mine's a little bit. I think Catherine is winning the hair stay.
We both need a haircut. Let's be honest.
No, I had a haircut last week.
Oh well, I definitely need a haircut.
This is my new hair. I've got a new hairstyle for the first time. I just slept on it. It was good earlier, and I slept on it. Thank you, Castle.
How's your hair? We'd love to know.
My hair. I just got it cut for the first time since quarantine, so it's been like 6 months.
Wow. Ooh.
And did you? I like it. I got something new done.
I was going to say, it gives you the absolute ideal opportunity to try something different. So what are you going for?
I got what is it called? And like I kept all the top long and then cut everything on the bottom. I don't know what it's called. Like the Beckham, like the David Beckham, I guess.
Okay.
Short back and sides.
I love that. This is a new haircut, new hairstyle for me, having it slick back. Normally I would have it short and kind of spiky. But I'm enjoying it. I mean, and Catherine is always playing around with her hairstyles. Mm. Always.
I love to change it up.
I love this red look. It's so cute.
Maybe he's looking at the picture of Brett Michaels.
He can change his hair. He can change his hair very, very often.
Have you seen Rock of Love starring Brett Michaels, Castle?
I don't know what that is. I might be a little bit too young for that.
No. It's bloody awful. It's just a terrible, terrible dating show from about 12 years ago. And it's I've only just discovered it on Amazon. And it's hideous. It's everything that is wrong with television.
Ooh, yeah, dating shows are the worst to try to make any sense of.
This is a dating show with added desperation and shamelessness. You can only imagine the kind of things these women are doing to get his attention.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. So whereabouts are you, Castle?
I'm from the USA in Texas.
Oh, not our only Texas. Yeah. Gemma's in Texas.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, not the only Texas viewer that we have. Whereabouts in Texas?
Central Texas.
Okay, I like it. Keeping it nice and vague, just in case we invite ourselves over and then come and kill you, which we might do. We won't. We only killed one viewer before, and that was an accident. I didn't know that. I thought they were blanks. That's all.
Oh my god!
It was a robbery turned that went wrong. And how come you found us, Castle? Are you a regular Twitch viewer, or maybe a streamer yourself?
I just started viewing like on Twitch lately, and I'm going to start streaming probably like next year when I get the equipment. So okay. I saw y'all and I was like, who are these two people? They both seem attractive. Let me click on them.
Right.
And that's how we get them.
And that's how we
get them. Fishing.
Flirty. Yeah, it's catfish. Because now we can rip our masks off. And it's two hideous old crones. And are you enjoying the show? Because this is a weird show in that it's a phone-in show. But it's about nothing, you know. We don't really discuss politics unless someone wants to discuss politics. We talk a little bit mental health. We just kind of sit and talk bollocks.
It's whatever comes up, you know.
Yeah, it's just I've never seen this format before on Twitch, so it was very interesting. I was like, oh, this is, and I was like, why not call in? I've never called in anywhere. They seem like fine, normal people. Why not?
Well,
hey, listen, let me ask you a question then. Can I ask you a really boring technical question? Don't worry, it's not about the audio. This setup, right, of just the two of us sat side by side facing the camera, would you say that setup is okay? Would you say that setup is exciting? Or would you say that setup is a little bit dull? And be really honest.
Because we're open to suggestions at this point.
I honestly like the setup. I think it wouldn't work if y'all weren't attractive, but y'all are attractive people and y'all are British, so it works for me because I'm an American.
And Castle, can I ask, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Feel free to not answer if it's too personal. Are you attracted to both ladies and both gentlemen?
I only go gentlemen, but I can know when a woman's beautiful. So.
Oh, okay. His eyes aren't painted on. They work.
Because I go both ways. That's all I'm saying. I swing both ways. Not so much these days, but I swing both ways. It's a cat, pats. I tell you what, I've had a couple of people. This is weird, Catherine, right? I talked to Castle, you won't know this, but I'm a drug addict and I relapsed a few weeks ago. And I talked about it and I'm back up, you know, back teetotal tea with just a tea. And I've had a couple of people DM me on Instagram going, Ian, guys, right? I really appreciate your honesty in that podcast about your relapse. And God damn it, you're so hot as well.
Oh, get him when he's vulnerable.
And it's like, Jesus Christ, man. You know, I'm. It's a podcast.
Men. Where, that is men.
It's a podcast where I bare my soul and stuff. I bare my soul, not my arsehole. And it's. I thought that was so brave of you, Wade. I just think you're a real inspiration. And God damn it, you're so hot. And if you ever want to meet for a cop, get out of here.
Do you know what I get on my Insta DMs? Just blokes going, hey. That's all they say. Hey.
Oh, is that it?
And they just go, no.
Is that it?
Hey.
Well, Castle, listen, we're about to come to an end, actually. Look, it's nearly midnight. We're going to do a raid. Maybe if you want to stick around, we try and raid nice people that are doing, you know, kind of interesting, strange stuff as well. So you might find someone else you like if you want to stick around. Try and call us earlier in the show next time. It'd be really nice to talk to you.
Yeah, definitely. When do y'all stream? What's your schedule?
5 nights a week, 9 p.m. till 12 UK time.
I don't know I think that is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard, but I don't know what, I guess Central is, maybe it'll be 4 in Central. I don't really know.
We're just coming up to midnight now, so.
But also, we're going to change the clocks here soon as well, so that's going to bugger everything up.
Google it, Castle, Google it.
Yeah, it's about to be 6 here, so it's going to be midnight there.
Okay, so we're six hours ahead.
Hey, if you follow us, then you'll get a notification, won't you?
Follow us, man. You've got to follow us. You know it.
But yeah, 5 nights a week, we'll be here.
Looking forward to speaking to you again soon, Castle. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye. You all have a good day. What a phrase. Y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good... I love it.
All of us. Y'all.
I love it. Here's the thing, America. One of the things America does better than Britain. God, the service. The service is so good, isn't it?
Well, apart from...
Have a good day.
Apart from that one bus driver in San Francisco who just told me...
San Francisco. Muller.
His name Muller.
David Muller.
Shut up. Oh, you know, I didn't say that.
Lick your face.
No, bugger off. So we're standing at the side of the road and we wanted to go to Presidio where my sister was living in San Francisco. Me and her housemate, both of us dressed up for Halloween. Okay, so it's Halloween night. You'd think that it was jolly times. San Francisco loves Halloween, right?
It loves it.
Anyway, bus doors open. Hello, does this bus go to the Presidio? Do you know what he said to us? Just get on the effing bus. Okay. Maybe he was in character.
So one...
As a serial killer.
You have one example...
Yeah.
...of bad service in the whole of America. Mm-hmm. And so now you hate America.
I don't say I hate
you
America.
You make me puke.
I don't hate America. I like America. But the service thing... If you're not tipping...
You're shitting.
You may not get the service you're expecting.
We're doing all right. We're on the front page. And compared to everyone, we're holding our own.
Uh-huh.
We're holding our own. Thank you, everyone. Charlie says, as a straight non-drug addict.
I want
to be a drag udder.
Oh.
It's just ridiculous. Right, we're going to find...
We'll find someone for you to follow.
Stick around. It's going to be... We've had a really good run of people. Recently. Mm. Thank you, everyone who called in tonight. It's really appreciated. Really, really appreciated.
Yeah, the guy from last night was an absolute delight.
Oh, wasn't he lovely?
I don't think anyone can replace St. John in my heart, though, when it comes to excellent finds.
I'm getting bored of that guy. I'm only joking, mate.
We'll never get tired of you.
I've got to carry on playing that spooky game that he recommended.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so let's have a little look. Bar with Emily, no. We don't tend to go for the kind of the booby hot pants type streams. There's loads out there. If you want to find them, absolutely great.
They don't tend to have trouble attracting followers, do they, really?
No. Then what's this? What is that?
Taipei Streamer House.
Be right back. Oh, well.
Oh.
Oh, well, Taipei. Pats, can you get out of the way, mate?
Patsy!
Oh, look, there's us! I thought we could go, oh, there's a stream with a cute cat. Oh, that's my cat.
That's your cat.
Let's go and see those guys. They look great.
And that's how we get them.
Pats.
Would you mind, darling?
This is what I'm dealing with.
This is what cats do.
Pats, because that's square shaped. Pats, please don't have a bath there, love.
Patty, come on. What's this?
Outrageous scenes.
What's this?
Outrageous scenes.
She's not moving.
All right, well, I'll have to look over.
By the way, Friday we're going to do the ban hammer, and we've got six unban requests to consider at this point. There'll be more by then. It's going to be quite a session.
Here we go. What's this? Austin show auditions.
Girl, just... copyrighted.
Yeah, take the cake.
$50 to kick, $50 to bring back, $10 to mute for 5 minutes.
What does this mean?
I don't know. We're not going to raid this, but I don't know what this
fucking
is.
Crazy.
I made that when I was younger. I thought I was like, I'm going to kimbulate my pillow. I don't know why.
Gone deck streams like just changed. I don't like that. It's like I've walked into.
Hell yeah, girl.
It's like I've walked into a really cool party and I'm totally in the wrong place.
Yeah, let's go and sit on the stairs.
Yeah, totally in the wrong place. Who's this young lady? Miss Fire. Or we get in trouble if they play music. So we're not good there. Soraya Official, I miss you. Oh,
music.
I don't like it when there's music. It causes us.
What are you doing, Patty? She wants her seat back. That's what it is.
Feast your pies on this.
Uh-oh.
I think it's food. Oh, but... now, Catherine, whenever I've come round and you've cooked, why have you not dressed like this?
I'm not encouraging you to feast your pies on me.
You need to dress... And also, the same applies to me. Same applies to me. I could dress better when I'm cooking for you.
Who dresses up for cooking?
No, but no pixel. Supreme overlord of...
Cats!
There's a cat!
We're in.
Positive energy focused intrepid intergalactic traveller.
Our department. This is our department.
We're going to raid Space Boy. He's got a cat.
Oh, look at that cat.
Oh, you beautiful beast. That's a big old one.
Thank you for the 5 months in the tier two, man.
This is going to be a good one.
Appreciate it, bro.
This is going to be a good one.
He's going to like this. If you are going to go in.
Be nice.
Be cool. I know you will.
Let's blow his mind. 640. Let's see if we can take him over.
He's
going to
love this, honestly.
We're going to take him over 1,000 with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll see you tonight at 10. Don't forget podcasts and all of that rubbish.
Good night.
We will see you later. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
How did cats get so tiny compared to other cat-like animals? I don't know.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.